Good evening. This is Ned Nutley, and this is Willie Winkley. Tonight, our microphones are set up at the stately Wilting Hotel in Washington. We're going to bring you an on-the-spot report of a campaign dinner for the presidential hopeful John Finnerty. Good evening, Mr. Finnerty.
Hello to you, too.
Mr. Finnerty, we know you just completed a long campaign tour. How do you feel?
Well, I feel divine.
Well, that's wonderful. Say, Mr. Finnerty, I hate to say anything, but I noticed you're wearing snowshoes. Where have you been?
North to Alaska.
Cold up there, huh? Oh, excuse me, Mr. Finnerty. I noticed some commotion outside the auditorium. Let's go now to Willie Winkley. This is Willie Winkley outside. There seems to be as many Dixon supporters as Finnerty fans here tonight. They've been on hand most of the evening harassing the crowd as they made their way in. Right now, they're singing the Dixon campaign song. Uh-oh, there may be some trouble now. Several Finnerty supporters have attacked the leader of this Dixon group. They're... good grief, they're tearing his clothes off. The police are moving in now. I'm going to try to get over there if I can. Excuse me, sir, you're on my mic cord.
Pardon me.
Here we are. Here's the leader of this Dixon group. Would you say something to our audience, sir?
What am I doing here?
This is Ned Nutley back on the rostrum. Mr. Finnerty, you no doubt heard that disturbance by the Dixon supporters. Do you have anything to say?
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Mr. Finnerty, according to the latest polls, your greatest strength is in the New England states. Now, we know you're a native son, but what has really made you so popular?
I do the shimmy when I walk down the street.
Okay, now let's get down to issues, Mr. Finnerty. What is one of the biggest problems you face in this campaign?
People tell me I'm too young.
And what do you think?
Kitty, oh, don't you know that's wrong?
Oh, incidentally, Mr. Finnerty, I see both of your brothers are here tonight. Now, they've been quite active throughout your campaign. Is there anyone else back home that's carrying the Finnerty banner?
Yeah, you should see my little sister.
And what has she done to help your campaign?
She wore an itsy-bitsy teeny-weeny yellow polka dot bikini.
Hey, Mr. Finnerty, we're going to let you go, but just one or two more questions. If you're elected, how do you plan to spend most of your time? And looking at the election realistically, what do you do if you lose?
You go downtown to the pawn shop and get yourself a pistol.
Thank you, Mr. John Finnerty. This is Ned Nutley on the rostrum. And this is Willie Winkley on the wagon. We're on our way across town to attend a rally for the other candidate for president, Nick Dixon. We'll be back in just a moment.